This week on Facebook. This week on Facebook, Cindy Kelling wrote that she had been repeatedly getting some calls from scammers. She says Tuesday her husband called her to report he had been called on his phone by someone saying there were serious allegations against him.
Shortly after I hung up with him, I received the same phone call. We compared numbers and it was the same number. So we realized that it was a scam. But then the next day, which would have been yesterday, I received a phone call from another number. It was a recording, and I stayed on the line. The person got on the phone and said that my Social Security was being withheld because of something with my tax return.
She confronted the caller by saying it was a scam, and the caller hung up. Kelling says she wants the public to be alert.
I just wanted to, let the general public know that this is going on. So today's call came from Agoura, A-G-O-U-R-A, Falls, California, and that one was claiming to be the IRS. Yesterday's came from Washington, D.C., and they said that they were calling from the Social Security Administration. And then the previous one that my husband and I had both received said that the cops were coming to take us into custody. That one also came from Washington, D.C.
Kelling is hoping the public takes note of the scam calls, especially the elderly. Consumer protection officials say legitimate organizations don't do business this way. The scammers are trying to pry as much information as possible from you, including your Social Security number. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.